The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
You know I love you, bro. Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What
I've been
with my baby.
Yes. Chipped up from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Yeah. We've had some ups and downs, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times, and through it all, you held me down, baby, you've always held it down, ooh. Oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go. You always stayed around.
That's right.
You stayed around.
And you've been so good to
and
me.
And it doesn't matter how low, whatever comes our way, you know, you and me, we gon' stay together.
Tuesday. I hope you guys are having a great Tuesday so far, man. Hopefully you guys got your coffee. Hopefully you guys are in a great mood. Some of you aren't. That's okay, because we want to try to get you in a great mood today, because we're going to tell you why everything, man, is working in your favor. You just don't quite know it. Here's one thing you got to do. You got to believe that it is, okay? You got to believe that it is, because if you don't believe that it is, guess what? It's not going to work in your favor. it's not going to work in your favor. But we believe that. We believe that everything works in your favor because we believe that nothing happens to you. Man, it all happens for you. And if you want to go higher, you got to believe that it's all working out in your favor. All right? And we'll be right back, man. I'm on Lettuce this morning. Get some Lettuce. Y'all, hope you guys rock with me. This song don't like to take you up. We still some Lettuce thing.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister, big star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Who's out there grinding this morning? Guys, I see your comments. We're only on Facebook Live this morning. We're not actually on Instagram. Let me see if I can turn another light on. That here. It doesn't want to work, but guess what? I know why it doesn't work. Hold on, one second. Bear with me. lights on timers and crap around here. Man, too much going on. Way too much going on, man. What's going on, Miss Lisa Farrell? Can't forget about you, young lady. I see you out there. I'm here to get the workout. And I hear you. I hear you. I believe I can achieve. So, man, here's the deal. I woke up this morning, and I laid in bed, and I started to think about some things. I think I woke up at about 4:15 this morning. And I said, you know what? I have a choice. I can either lay in the bed and let my mind wander on certain things, or I can get up and be productive, get some things done, right? So I said, you know, let me get up and let me get some things done today, because if I can get up earlier and I can get my day going quicker, I can get all of the little details out of the way. You know, that we do first thing in the morning, you know, we do our business first thing in the morning. We wash our face. We brush our teeth. You know, we go, we have our coffee. This is my second cup of coffee today. So you get started early, you get a jump on everybody else. They always say the early bird gets the worm. So I got the worm this morning, guys. And guess what? It felt good. It felt good. So when I got up, I started to think about some things. Prop my foot up, because this is when it gets real. Okay. I started to think about things. And as I started to think, I thought about the great stuff that was happening. And I thought about the not so great stuff that was happening. And right at that moment in my life, I had to make a decision on what I wanted to focus on. Did I want to focus on the good? Did I want to focus on the stuff that I felt a little anxiety about that's happening, that I'm thinking, okay, am I going to be able to handle this? Is this going to be, how is this going to work out? And I could feel that thing kind of overwhelming. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take all of this and I'm going to put it in this one cup. Okay. And I'm going to take, and I'm going to mix it all up. I'm going to mix it up and I'm going to make sure that it's all the same. And I realized that, you know, everything works in my favor. All I have to do is put it in the favor category. All of the things that I thought were not good. Okay. All of the things that I thought kind of mediocre. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? You know, the people that I was worried about, are they going to get it? Are they not going to get it? What are they going to do? Yeah, all of this stuff, I put it in this one cup. I mixed it up and I started to drink it, right? Because when I started to drink it, I realized that it all works in my favor. And the good and the bad. So I just mixed it all up in one cup. And when you put everything in the same category, the bad stuff doesn't really matter anymore. Is stuff going to happen in your life, man? Absolutely. I would be a fool to sit up and tell you that nothing's going to happen in your life, because it is. Some bad things that you say you don't think you can get past is going to happen. I used to hear the old saying, what don't kill you makes you stronger. And man, if I could have coined that phrase and made some money off of it, I'd be super, super rich right now, because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You just got to know how to use it. How are you categorizing the things that are in your life? Some people are like, man, I just don't think I can make it past this. God, if you put any more on me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you guys firsthand that if you keep saying that, then God's just going to keep putting more on you, because he's saying, you don't know what you're going to do. Well, let me show you what you're going to do. You're just going to get in that thing. You're going to keep going. You're going to keep cruising like nothing else happened, because now you're past it. It already happened. And in a lot of cases, when you're in it, when you get in it and you start to come through it, you realize that, man, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. That wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Most of the anxiety, most of the sickness, most of the problems come when we've generated in our minds and tell ourselves that it's super bad. And you know, yeah, the lights may get ready to get cut off, you know, tomorrow, right? And you're still trying to get the money. But what good is worrying about it going to do, right? If you're actually picking your feet up and trying to do something about it, it doesn't really matter anyway. They're going to get switched off. And I'm going to tell you, one of the most surreal moments, It was a eye-opening moment, and it was a funny moment at the same time, right? I can remember times. I'll give you guys two situations. I remember times when Pam and I were actually living paycheck to paycheck, and we couldn't pay the light bill. we would sit there praying that it didn't get cut off, and we would be sitting there, and there it is. We ain't got cut off. They were true to their word. They told us they were going to cut it off, cut it off. And the kids were like, what happened to the lights are out? Mama, you know, my lights went out of my room. Man, that's a bad breaker. We got a bad breaker, baby. We got to get somebody to fix that breaker. You know, it's just, this house is haunted, man. Something's not happening right. We come up with all kinds of excuses. The water gets shut off. Man, look, we got a water leak. There's a pipe leak out there at the corner, baby. So they had to shut everything off. You know, we get creative when it happens, and we get really reactive instead of being proactive. Right, so those are those moments when we really couldn't pay the bills. But Pam and I were sitting on the couch like a year and a half ago, and it was funny. We were working, you know, we worked from home, right? And we were working, sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, the lights went out. Let me just say it this way. This is the way it should be said. They shut the power off. Yeah, they shut the power off on us. And some of y'all are saying, dang, y'all can't even pay y'all power bill. We call it the light bill. Everybody say the light bill, because when the power goes off, what's the first thing you notice? You notice that you don't have no lights no more. You can't see. We're gonna talk about that in a moment, right? You can't see. You got no, the power's off. So when they turn the power off, I looked at Pam. Pam looked at me, and Pam said, "Did you pay the light bill?" And I said, you know, I don't know. And I don't think I had paid the light bill. No, I didn't pay the light. I didn't pay the light bill. And it was like an epiphany. At that very moment, it was tragic and funny, because you know with technology these days, they don't have to come out and shut your lights off, right? They can just shut your lights off from what they call the central office, right? Come out, you ain't got to worry about the man coming sneaking around and turning them off. They just click, cut you off right there if you ain't gave them their loot. And they called them up, you know, hey man, you know, and the funny thing, the light was like $150, $160, it wasn't bad. But it ain't like we didn't have the money, we just forgot to pay it. And when we paid it, we went online, paid it, man, like a minute later, lights came back on, right? So when the bad things happen, laugh about them, you're in them, and then when you start to come out of them, you laugh about them, and it's a lesson learned. Now, what was my lesson? My lesson was, man, you got to pay the light bill before the lights actually get off next time, right? Because you got your wife and your family sitting back talking about, man, the lights didn't get paid. What the world? Do we have money or don't we have money? Which is it, right? So here's the thing. We have to believe that everything is working in our favor, even when we're going. Why is it working in your favor? Some of y'all are saying, why is this crazy man saying all of this is working out in my favor? I'm saying that because it's working in your favor, because you got to learn the lesson from it. If you don't learn the lesson from it, then it's nothing's really working in your favor. You're going to keep going through the same problems that you've always gone through, and then maybe even some more, because you're not learning the lesson. You won't put the shovel down long enough to work your way out of the hole. It's that saying that says, you know, if you want out of the hole, you know, you got to first put the shovel down. And a lot of people aren't willing to put the shovel down, right? So they keep digging and keep digging. And it's like when the lights get cut off, what was my lesson in that? My lesson was, Nate, you pay attention to when the light bill is due, the water bill. And I'm thinking about, now I better check the water bill. Yeah, so you thinking about all, you got to think about when all of this stuff is supposed to be due and you got to pay it, right? So when you, the lesson that you learn from the things that you go through, that's how it's working in your favor. And you control that. You control most of the things that you go through. So if you're controlling it, you know what you got to do. When it happens, all of a sudden now you're like, what was the lesson that I just learned? And some of you may have to write that thing down. And if you have to write it down, that's okay. Write it down. Lesson learned. We call that a journal, okay? Lesson learned. Light bill is due on the 14th of every month. Write that thing down. And you reflect back on your journal. Funny thing happened today. Lights got cut off, and we actually had the money to pay it. I remember when the lights got cut off, and we didn't have the money to pay it, right? So what lessons are you learning from what you're going through right now? Some of you are having some trauma in your life right now, and you're going through some stuff. And then right now, you feel like crying because you don't know how you're going to get out of it. But as soon as you learn the lesson is when you start to come out of the hole, and you start to walk up, and you start to come up on that thing, and you start to realize that don't want to back up, don't go through that again. So what do I need to put in place so that this does not happen again? God is saying, yeah, that's what I'm trying to get you to right now. Because, see, you keep going through the same thing. I'm not calling you dummy. God's calling you dummy, so I can say that. He's saying, dummy, you keep going through the same thing over and over and over again, and I keep taking you through it, hoping that you catch that you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And you keep hearing people around you tell you that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result, right? That's a coffee break. So until you stop doing that, the same things are going to keep happening. Some people are hanging around the same people, and I hate to be the person that brings this out. Right? Some of you are hanging around the same people. You're doing the same thing every day. You're going to the same places. You're listening to the same old nonsense that's not growing you. When I call productive now, guys, I'm going to give you, this is me. You may call your level of production something totally different, and I'm not going to judge that. I can't even tell you what that is. I don't know what's productive for your life because I don't know your goals, right? I don't know what you want, so I can't even give you guys any examples. But for me, a productive day is me getting up early enough in the morning, setting my goals, knowing really what I need to do the night before, knowing what it is that what do I need to do. Now I need to get this, this, and this accomplished. Hook and crook, I got to get these three things done. All right? So I work on those three things first. You call my phone, I'd be like, can't, boom, no. I'm trying to work on this right now. Or I may answer the phone and say, hey, what's going on? You know, what's going on? Boom, boom, boom. You know, did you hear about? Nah, let's talk about it later. I'm focused. I'm focusing on one course until successful, right? So I'm focused. So I'm getting these three things done no matter what. That's how my day starts off as productive. Now, once I get those three things done, now I'm open for other things, right? So my productivity really hinges on this. I got to put something positive in my ear. I can't, it's if I lay in bed, guys, I'm going to start thinking about all sorts of idle things. And I can think about things, but the action is not behind it if I'm just thinking about them, the good and the bad and the ugly. So I have to go to bed and I have to go and start putting some action to the things that I'm doing. My planning phase, I plan my day before 6 o'clock. So I know what I'm going to do. I know I got my son up at 6:30 so he can get out of here to get to school at 7:30. He needs a good hour to get dressed. 11-year-old needs a good hour to get dressed, right? Because you still have to prod him a little bit. And I don't think he's in the car with Pam anymore, so he don't hear me talking about it. All right? So you have to prod him a little bit still. You have to help make sure he brushes his teeth good. Something about them 11-year-old boys, man, they just don't want to brush their teeth good. They don't want to, I don't know, maybe it's just my son. I'm not. But at the end of the day, I got to get up, get him up at 6:30, you know, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know, Pam is shuttling the kids around to school. And typically on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, we kind of share that responsibility. But most of the time, Mondays, you know, it's me. Tuesdays, it's Pam. Wednesdays, it's me. Thursdays, it's Pam. Fridays is potluck. Whoever gets up and whoever jump out of bed first be like, I'm out of bed. You got to take the kids today, so get up. So it's about what is productive for your day. What's your level of production? How is everything working in your favor, right? It's working in your favor because you start out your day making it work in your favor. Some of you are shooting yourself in the head before you even get out of bed. So you get out of bed with a jacked up attitude. And now you go to work with a jacked up attitude. You get there with a jacked up attitude. You in traffic driving, cussing everybody else out. Come on, you so stupid. Why you do that? You cut me off and you didn't even have to get over here. How do you know they didn't have to get over there? See, we're thinking so intensely about what's going on around us and we're not focusing on what we're doing. Guys, I heard a saying. Here's what I heard. The saying said, I want to get it 100% right. Hold on. Let me grab it here because I want to make sure I say it to you guys the right way. And I liked it. And I got to tell the person that I liked it too. They said it to me. All right. So let me go here, because I really want y'all to get this. This is going to bless somebody this morning. It really is. Here's what I got. Once you awaken, you will have no interest in judging those who sleep. Some of you should write that down. Once you, let me break it down in layman's terms. Once you get woke, and you're talking about once you open your eyes and finish sleeping, okay? I'm talking about once you get mentally woke, you get a level of mental clarity that the average person does not have, which makes you a part of the mental 1%, which just starts your ascension, right? So once you get woke, you don't have, there's no interest in judging people that are not woke, because that's slowing you down. You can't be woke when you're judging the people that are asleep. All you can do is be woke enough to show them this is what woke looks like. So what does really woke look like? You go, you get up in the morning and you wake up physically, and then you wake up mentally. You put some good personal development on, and you listen to somebody feeding good stuff into your brain, telling you that, yes, you can. You got to believe. Once you believe, what happens, boom, boom, boom. All of this positive stuff is in your head right then. You get mentally woke. You start your day. You grab whatever beverage you want to grab. Once you get that beverage in your hand, this is a part of your habit. Now you're getting yourself dressed. You get yourself dressed, listening to your music, listening to whatever it is that motivates you and pumps you up, you know, for the day. Now, once, by the time you get in your car, your truck, on your bicycle, your motorcycle, whatever it may be, once you get in and on it, now you're riding to work and you're in traffic. You know you got to be in traffic. You work at a JOB. You got to fight that traffic every morning. Why are you in traffic every morning? These people suck, man. And you cussing people out. I can't even repeat some of the stuff that y'all say. I see people out there shooting birds and doing this. I mean, it's serious out there. But why do you partake in that when you do the same thing every day? So when you woke, somebody can not use their turn signal. I was there. When somebody didn't use their turn signal, I'm like, hey, stupid, the turn signals are for cars to communicate with. And I still got to catch myself. Cars can't speak. They talk with the turn signals. Use your turn signal. But I'm woke, guys. So I can't be concerned with that, because the more power I use to be concerned, and I'm running out of time. No, I got a little more time. The more brain power I use to be concerned about what somebody that's asleep doing, the less brain power I got to fuel my day, to get myself where I need to be the light that I need to be for somebody else to see me and say, man, you know what? I want to be that light. I don't want to be him. I want to model myself after him. And it's okay to model. What's wrong with that? Keeps your individuality, right? So now I got my day. I'm on the way to work. I get to work. Now my day is positive to that point. Somebody comes up to me at work and they start talking the same old nonsense they've always talked. Guys, this is real life stuff. This ain't no joke. Same old nonsense they've always talked. Yada, 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 yada. I did this weekend. You got that dude. Guys, you got that one dude that come up to you talking about, oh, man, guess what I did this weekend? I hollered at old girl. Yeah, the same old nonsense. You know, girl, ladies, y'all like, man, girl, like this. And it's the same old nonsense. And you don't know how to break away from it. You don't know how. You don't want to hurt their feelings. I can give you the answer. Not that I know everything, but I can give you the answer. The answer is stay woke. When you're woke, ladies and gentlemen, and you start to rise, guess what? When you start to dream big, big dreams scare people. Let me just say, big dreams scare people. When you start to really dream big, people that are afraid, the average, the 97%ers, they get afraid of you. The first thing they try to do is bring you down, right? But you know that everything's working in your favor. You ain't even worried about it, right? You know already that Tommy was going to try to bring you down. You already know that when you got to work and you told him, man, look, I'm trying to make $1 million in 18 months. And they tell you, man, are you crazy? You already know, because you woke. You asleep when you let that bother you. But are you woke or are you asleep? So your big dreams are going to make the people fall away from you. You don't even have to say anything. It's about what you do. It's about how you walk. It's about your level of confidence. It's about you being fearless, starting things that you thought you couldn't do a year ago. It's about you stepping out on faith and doing things that you never thought you could do. It's about you listening to all the naysayers and saying, I get it. I get it. You don't dream as big as me. That's okay. No problem. I'm just going to keep doing what I do because I'm woke. None of this bothers me. I heard a great man tell me the other day, he said, eagles aren't concerned with crows pecking at their feet. They just fly higher. Some of us are saying we're eagles and we're concerned about the crows. Some of us are saying we're giraffes and we eat from the top of the trees, but we're concerned about the turtles that are down there eating from the shrubs. You can't be woke, ladies and gentlemen. You can't say that it all works in my favor. You can't just say these things and it really doesn't. We're in a season, guys. This is the almost, what's it, September, October. We're almost in the fourth quarter of the year. It's getting ready to be 2019 in 4 months. So what have you done this year? You're still saying the same stuff, the same cliches, but you're putting no actions toward it. But some of you are. Some of you are doing your thing right now. Some of you are saying right now, I'm woke. I'm woke. Some of you are saying, man, I get it. I'm going to get mad about what other people tell me when I dream big, dream small. I'm rising. Guess what? People with small dreams have short legs. They can't rise with you. People with small dreams, you got big dreams, you got more fuel to take than they got. You can rise higher than they got because it's out of necessity. If you dream big, then your resources become bigger because now the universe sees what you're doing. If you say, you know what, man, I think I want to make, you know, $1,000 this week, and you start seeking that thing, here's what happens. You name it, you claim it, and then you go out and work for it. Once you start doing that, then all of a sudden the universe sees you start to move a little faster than everybody else, and it starts to be attracted to you. You may not hit $1,000 that week, but you hit closer than you've ever hit before. Why? Because you change the way you think, and you realize that I don't want to be bogged down by the way everybody else is thinking, so I'm not going to allow their thinking to get to me because I'm woke. I'm an eagle, right? I know that everything works in my favor. And haters, people with small dreams, they just fuel my big dreams. I need them because they're a gauge. Haters are a gauge. Haters are a gauge, and I'm not even the person that even accentuates haters because they don't matter to me. But I want to tell somebody on this broadcast today that haters fuel you. You need the haters telling you that you can't because you already know that you can. They just make you want it even more. And it's not that you're mad at them. You want to get it because you want to show them that they can. You don't want to get it because you want to flaunt it in their face. Remember, you're woke, right? You're woke. You're not concerned about what the quote unquote little believers are thinking. But you want to make them to a point where they can think bigger. You're not saying, I'm going to get this, I'm going to roll up in front of you in my brand new whip, I'm going to get my brand new house, and you're going to be like, dang, what the world ain't that? And you're going to be feeling like, you're going to be feeling so small. No. When you woke, man, you want everybody to do it. You want everybody to be where you are. But you ain't dumb. You don't want it for them more than they want it for themselves, but you have to be the icon. You have to be the bar. You have to be the person that moves into it first instead of you trying to drag 15 people up with you that ain't ready to be woke yet. So it keeps you from being woke and staying woke, right? You popping no-dos and trying to figure out why you can't rise, and you got 15 people hanging on to you and you won't let them go. And all you got to do is let them go and rise. It's going to be tough, guys. People, they're going to be telling you, oh, you ain't keeping it real. You making all that money. You won't even talk to us no more. You done changed. In the great words of Jay-Z, you think I'm going to make all this money and stay the same? Are you serious? Because I'm woke. When you get woke, ladies and gentlemen, you don't worry about what small minds say. You don't worry about small dreams being grafted onto you. You don't worry about people that don't want anything out of life pulling you down. You're just not focused on it anymore. You know that every little thing that happens to you works in your favor. You're walking down the road, stump your toe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I stumped my toe. That's awesome. It works in your favor. Why? Maybe need to pick your dog on feet up a little bit more. That's the lesson. It doesn't work in your favor until you learn the lesson from it. Until you learn the lesson, you're just going to keep going through it and going through it. Walking up the same street every day and you step in the same pothole, you're driving up the same street every day and you drive right through the same pothole and you go to get your car aligned and you're wondering why your alignment is always out because you're driving through the same pothole every day. Have you not learned your lesson? It's all working in your favor one way or the other. You got to figure out that I can't drive on this side of the road. Maybe I need to take another route. Maybe I need to just move a little bit over to the right and figure out that I'm not going to hit that pothole. God is like, knock, knock, knock. Great job. You figured it out. You figured it out. You get to rise another rung. You get to have another rung in the ladder. Guys, everything works in your favor. Until you figure that out, nothing in your life is really going to move. Some of you are saying, why God keep testing me? Why does he keep putting me in this situation? Why the devil keep trying to keep me down? Last I checked, devil had no power. Had no power. And last I checked, God ain't just putting you through drama just to be putting you through drama. To whom much is given, much is required. Your test that you're going through right now, if it's a great test, you're going to have a great testimony. Figure out why you're in it. If you got a cut, ladies and gentlemen, you don't just let that cut sit there and heal. It's going to scab up and it's going to look crazy. Put you some Neosporin on it, put a Band-Aid on it so it heals from the inside out. Learn the lessons in life, guys, and everything works out in your favor. Plain and simple. Man, I love the fact that, you know, things happen throughout the day. And as you get on different levels of being woke, guys, as you get there, certain things don't bother you anymore. It doesn't bother you who's talking about you on social media. It doesn't care who you think may be posting about you. It doesn't matter anymore because you're woke now. And you're not concerned with you're not concerned with what little people with small minds are saying. And everybody's saying, well, there's no such thing as little people and big people. Yes, there are. Small mindsets, small dreams, small belief, small faith. There's small people and there's big people, little people, however you want to put it, man. It's up to you. But the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, you have to make sure that you stay woke. First of all, you got to get woke, right? Once you get woke, then it's your responsibility to stay woke. Stay woke. And guys, you know, I can talk about this all day long, but I learned a long time ago that everything that's happening to me, ladies and gentlemen, it's happening for me. And once I realized that, things started to change, right? Things started to change in my life. And you start to see things differently. I started to look at things differently. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Some of the things I don't even see anymore. Some of the people I used to see on my Facebook feed or my Instagram feed, I don't even see them anymore. I don't even see their posts. You know why? Because the more followers you start to get, more people start to follow you. You don't see the other people. And if you don't go on and clicking on their stuff and liking their stuff and because they didn't feed you because you feel a sense of obligation, if you don't like it, you don't like it. Just don't like it. It's okay. But don't be bound by that whole social media thing, right? So everything will play in its place if you just do what you're supposed to do and keep rising. And if you keep rising, people are going to fall off. Guys, change. I want to say this last thing, okay? Here's some things you need to change, all right? You definitely need to change how you think mentally. Change what goes in here, change what goes in here, and it changes what comes out of here, okay? If it's going in here and going in here, guys, it can't help but come out of here. So you have to change that aspect of it. Change what you put in here, and it'll change what you see out here. Once you do that, guys, things start to change for you. When you feel better, guys, you can do more. You have more energy. You know, I trade in, you know, the Pam and I, we tell you, we put on, we're pretty much workout clothes most of the time here. Why? Because we work from home, first and foremost. We have a life of health and wellness, you know, and we understand that there are certain things that we need to put in our body to keep us going, to keep us moving. We have some amazing products. You know, it's funny because, you know, my kids take the Nutriverse around here. My son got a little, you know, he got a little, quote-unquote, cold yesterday, and he said, Dad, my nose is stopped up, you know. And I said, what? And, you know, when kids go to school, you know, sometimes, you know, you get stuff. But here's the thing. He got it, and we just gave him another dose Futureverse, he's back to school this morning like nothing ever happened. Yesterday, like 2 hours after he got the Nutriverse, Dad, I feel better. And I thought he was faking at first, but I felt his head in the morning. He had a little fever. So his body, there was something that went in. See, guys, you can't always stop what comes in. But when it gets in, what does it find? What environment does it find? Does it find a good environment it can't grow in and it gets eradicated that quickly? Or does it find something that it likes? Does it find a couch, a love seat, a bed? Does it just find pillows in there? And it says, you know what? I can stay here. I'm cool. This atmosphere is conducive for me to make this person super sick. But because his atmosphere wasn't conducive, guys, he was able to take the Nutriverse, get it out, and now he's back to school feeling just like nothing ever happened. So, guys, it's all about being proactive as opposed to being reactive. Everything in life happens to you, happens for you. Nothing happens to you. Once you get that, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap. All right, so I want to read a couple comments. Tiffany Macon says, once you awaken, you have no judgment for those who are not. Absolutely, absolutely. Sabrina Jackson, Redwood says, was a great breakfast for me. Have a great day. You too as well. Thank you so much for listening. Your walk, absolutely. Lisa Farrell, yes, awake. Regina Jones says, to Chris Clark says, I'm woke. To Chris Thomas says, I'm woke. Jacinda Mitchell says, I'm woke now. Regina Levy says, say that. Absolutely. Come on, come on. Thank you. The lives have confirmed. This live has confirmed some things for me. Absolutely, Jacinda Mitchell. Thank you so much. Regina Levy says, I woke up your lesson. Thank you for my cup of coffee. Have a blessed day. Absolutely, absolutely. Go out and get it. Go out and get it. Love the another. Great word. That's deep, Sabrina. Man, thank you guys for all the comments. I got a lot of comments. I'm going to go back and read them, man. But I want you guys to know that you got to stay woke. If you want to know that everything is working in your favor, then you absolutely got to act like it is. Nothing happens until you make it happen. And, you know, there's a lot of cliches that we think about every single day. It really is. And if you don't apply those cliches to your life, ladies and gentlemen, then they're just that. They're just cliches. That's it. They're just cliches. Have to figure out, you know, we're always talking about name it, claim it, but you got to name it, claim it, and go out and actually work for it, right? Don't sit back and wait for things to happen to you. Guys, go out and get what you want and make it happen for you. And those are the people that win. I don't know any other way to tell you guys that, but this has been a great show, man. I'm thankful for all of you for chiming in and jumping on this show this morning, man. As always, this happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. You right now. This is one of those shows always going to give you things the way they should be as opposed to the way you want them to be. And your life is what you make, guys. Go out and win, man. You got the victory. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, no one, you two, three. Yeah, right. We got victory. No estimate, throw at me. You know it won't prosper now.
Yeah, just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
How they need to pay it off.
I'm doing good.
You should be afraid, but
feeling good
all the time, you say.
God is good.
We come on
down, down, down. Don't forget who's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down.
They call it down.
Be ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No estimate, throw at me.
It won't.
You know.
Now,
hey, 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory.
somebody.
Someday we'll see.
Reason why you're doing good,
good
is because what's ahead of you is greater than all the things that were behind you. See, you gotta understand. You gotta understand that everything was already ordained before you got here for you to do good. See, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered your heart. That's God's masterful plan for his truth. And that's who you are, baby girl. You're God's child, my brother. That's who you are. You gotta understand that all things are working for you. That's the Lord, man.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
See you guys later.